It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, undefeated Ken Laird.
Thank you.
And Ted Johnson. Someone said they should have just awarded the Bears the Super Bowl after that Patriots response. Well, they essentially did. That was a pretty embarrassing night.
I was more interested in that age. Bud Bowl was hot then. You remember watching Bud Bowl 1 and 2? And
Was that
the freezer instead of the fridge?
I remember the Bud Bowl. The Bud Bowl was all right. I remember they were...
The hell was that?
The Bud Bowl...
It was a great commercial.
Dude, when you think about it, it was the stupidest thing ever. They had their own halftime, and it was Budweiser versus Bud Light, and they battled each other in a football game.
Yeah.
Talk about great advertising. You got us to watch something that stupid and get excited
about
it.
And the freezer got hit, and he turned around and ran into the wrong end zone, and it like won the game for Bud Light or whichever the other beer was. As a kid, I was like, yeah!
There's been a few situations, Stiz, where they, I don't know, you might not remember any of these, but that people would promote something going on at halftime, so you would turn the station and you'd watch it, or it would be on during it. I remember in Living Color, when that was big, when it was the weigh-ins and Jim Carrey, they had a halftime thing. There was the lingerie bowl when they came out. Like, hey, turn over during like halftime and watch the lingerie
bowl.
Well,
I Googled this yesterday when we were talking about halftime performances, who was the best. And that's what they said, that there was the In Living Color thing. A lot of people switched over. So they were like, all right, how do we stop that? That's when they brought in Michael Jackson. That's when it becomes like a thing.
Oh, amazing. Okay. So that was one thing led to the next. Yeah. And now, you know, Maroon 5 and the Black Eyed Peas are keeping
that
the channels
good. Yep. By the way, early returns on our poll. Is Tom Brady still the most beloved former athlete in New England at the WEI Twitter account? Ortiz or Pedro is leading the way, 45% of the vote, then Brady second, then Bird. Nothing for Gronk or Edelman yet, but it is early, and some complaints that Bobby Orr should be on the list.
Bobby Orr is a worthy one, but I don't think enough to win that. Like, and we're just judging from the responses that we got before. It's an interesting conversation. All right, so a Roman Anthony... We all know what's going on with him right now. He has been sent down to Florida because things just aren't getting better with his hand. I personally think that Chad Tracy may have had something to do with it. It seems like he's doing a pretty good job keeping a positive environment around this team to the point where, you know, as I said, give him a lot of credit because they had every reason to give up, throw in the towel. You know, you see this happen with teams that are so far down in the standings. They just stop trying. They turn on each other sometimes. And that hasn't happened. And I do like, obviously, that they're still playing their ass off. And now they've worked their way up to a point where they are a half game out of a wild card spot. And now it looks like they are probably going to buy at the trade deadline. If you believe the stuff that we've been hearing, we had Bob Nightingale from USA Today on. He thinks it's going to be a half measure, but he doesn't think it's because the Red Sox aren't trying. It's just because there aren't a lot of huge names that are going to be available because there's so many teams that are still in it.
Now, let me ask you this real quick aside. If they get swept by the Rays, 0-4, Monday, should they still be buyers? Like, well, is this series enough to sway you one way or the other?
It's a great question because, I mean, it's so detrimental. I mean, you know, it being in your division. If they get swept, yeah, you kind of got to step back. But the one thing that is good news is that before the trade deadline, I keep talking about it being like a barbell of teams that you're playing. You've got, you know, the Rays, which are obviously a very, very good team. Mm-hmm. They're at the very beginning of it. And then I believe after that, Baltimore. It goes Baltimore, who aren't very good. Then three against Toronto, not very good. And then you've got four against the Athletics, not very good. But then you go Dodgers. And it's Dodgers and White Sox at the end of it. So if you take all of those games together, it's just a little over a 500 record if you compile all of them. So do you give up after if you get swept by the Rays? It's not a good look, but I still think you have time to wait and see what this team can do. No, that'll be a moral kick in the nuts if they lose.
Separate quick aside, Bradford was on with Jones and Keefe today and said he thinks Trevor Story could be back soon. Like, he'll be back, and he could be back in this homestand. Like,
yeah.
And that's a big lift, baby, if he's playing well.
Sure, yeah, without a question. He believes out of all the guys that are out, he would be the first one to return, right? It was him before Mayer? Mm-hmm. What I thought. So the one thing that I find very interesting is when you have a relative or a close friend of a player who speaks to the media, because it usually most of the time means that that's truly what the player thinks. And you know, we've heard this with Tom Brady's dad, damn right, and so many other different people who are close. There is a gentleman who called this morning to the Greg Hill Show, and I guess he's done it before. Mm-hmm. His name is Baseball Brett.
Frequent caller, friend of the show.
Frequent caller, friend of the show, and it's somebody that Ken can vouch for, because when you guys went down to spring training, he was with the team, not like an employee of the team, but was on the other side of the rope. He's close to the players. He's close to Roman Anthony. And he called in and wanted to clarify a few things. Speaking for himself, he does not go on the record as saying this is what Roman Anthony thinks. He's speaking for himself. However, I do believe that when he says these things, it's most likely because his friend is thinking these things, that being Roman Anthony. That's what I think, that he has not said that. He has not gone on the record. But one of the first things he said is that this impression of Roman Anthony being a party boy and being out and late at night and, you know, getting banged up and stuff like that is not fair. I agree with that because I can't imagine what it's like to be somebody who, wherever you go, everyone's taking pictures of you and trying to get clicks and trying to get people to talk bad at you. Let's say you're at a restaurant and you have a drink in your hand. All of a sudden, everybody gets a picture of you and it's like, look at this guy, he's drunk.
And to be fair, we haven't really seen pictures of that, have we? I mean, he's been like filmed walking in the seaport, but not like pictures of him bombed. There's been none of that.
And like, even if you saw a picture of him bombed and you didn't know where it was or when it was, that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That could be him at a birthday party during the off season. We don't know what's going on. So I do think that is unfair. But there are some things that I think are absolutely on the table, and that is the situation between him and the organization. The way they misclassified his injury, how they've been handling him, the way that it seems, the way that they sent him down to Florida months into his rehab, the way it's being classified as almost punitive by the people who report on the team. It's that part of it's weird. And that was the part that I thought was the most interesting this morning when Greg Hill and Curtis and all the other guys and Wiggy, they ended up asking Baseball Brett, who is very close. Once again, now that I kind of know who this person is, I don't know exactly who he is, but I know how close he is to the team. You know, I take his word here. So let's take a listen. Here's what he had to say about what's going on with Roman Anthony.
But isn't your issue, Brett, more with the organization than it is with the media? Like, they did everything they could to throw him under a bus.
1,000%. The problem was after 30 games, Roman got hurt, and the roster construction was so poor going into the season, and they surrounded him with absolutely zero help at that point in the season. They had to try to rush him back. He's a 21-year-old kid. They're trying to rush him back. Sam wants to sell tickets. Craig wants to save his job because if he doesn't, he's going to get fired. So they're trying to rush the kid back. If they had just said what the Yankees said with Aaron Judge, he's out for 8 weeks. He's done for 8 weeks. When his rib is healed, he'll be back. The Pittsburgh Pirates, and no one cares about the Pittsburgh Pirates, but Connor Griffin, the 21-year-old superstar phenom who signed a deal just like Roman, hurt his finger, very similar to Roman. They said he's out for 8 to 10 weeks. They didn't say, hey, we're going to put his DL stint back to retroactive to when he got hurt, and we're going to try to, you know, get this thing going here in a few days. They automatically came out, Curtis, and they assessed the situation, and they said he's out for, if they had just said he's out for 6 to 8 weeks, I think this changes the narrative. And I think the same thing's going on with Garrett Crochet, where they came in and they said Garrett Crochet is out for however long, right? And no one cares that Garrett Crochet is going out and doing Sam Adams, like he's doing a tour of bars tonight with Sam Adams.
Okay, stop for a second. I don't like that. Like, that's the one thing I don't like.
It's just Brett's opinion.
I know it's Brett's opinion, but I also, because it sounds to me as if, like, they're throwing Garrett Crochet under the bus.
That Brett is?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I don't like that. Because the one thing you can do is if you're a player and you want a message out there, you can absolutely go against management. And you know what? And Roman has actually a really good case.
Yes, he does.
And most people would be on Roman's
side.
Well,
to the point where Sam Kennedy already apologized for his, you know.
Exactly.
How he described the injury at first.
But you can't go after your teammates. And the way that at the beginning, too.
Well, Brett's not his teammate.
I know, but. And Brett seems like a good dude, but I think, unfortunately, when you gotta represent that you're close to these,
it's just Baseball Brett, it's just a caller.
But what if that really is his boy, and he's sitting back, and he's a fan, he listens to media just like all of us do, and he's hearing this certain narrative get portrayed about his buddy Roman that's not being portrayed about Garrett Crochet, who's out kind of doing similar things, and you're just sitting back like, what the heck?
But Curtis made a good point. I mean, Crochet has already done some things.
Sure. You know,
the guy was a Cy Young finalist, arguably could have been a winner.
Right. We know that he's got a track record.
Yeah.
We've seen that. And Roman Anthony, we don't really know who he is yet. We don't have enough of a sample size. I think that he's a dude who just is, he's frustrated that he's not getting better. The team is frustrated that he's not getting better. I think it's depressing when he's around the team, a team that's trying to do everything they can to keep their heads up and stay positive. And I think they're just like, man, you got to just figure it out down there.
It is a very weird situation, too, because he's so close to Meyer, who has struggled this year. So the two of them are often lumped together.
Yeah.
And when both of them come back, they'll be coming up against guys who have come up from AAA and done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And Anthony Siegler in particular is going to be a hard out. You know, it's hard to rip him out of the lineup right now when he's playing as well as he is. So will Meyer even get his job back when he's healthy?
That's going to be an interesting one. Out of all of them, that's going to be definitely interesting.
Especially if Story's back and playing well. So Story would be at short and playing every day because you're paying him to, unless you trade him. And then at second, it's Siegler. Meyer could go back there, but if Durbin and Siegler are playing well, eh.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I like Siegler. I like what I've seen so far.
You got Wilson talking the new guys up.
Which I like. I like that a lot. Matter of fact, I think that he has shown... I mean, I know that some people are going to laugh seeing that he was like texting that he was going to fight people while he was, you know, ejected from the game on Instagram. But I think he's shown a pretty decent amount of leadership.
F around and find out.
That's right. You know what? That'd be kind of fun. Yeah, sure, you could punch me. I'll take all your money. That's what that guy was thinking on the other end. Yeah, Wilson Contreras, absolutely, I'll take a punch. Give me your cash. All right, 617-779-7937. The drive home. It's brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, and we are broadcasting from the Ketches Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. We'll take your calls next.